Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you have been tuning in this week, we have been in Yorktown. We have been in Jamestown. We have been in Williamsburg, Virginia. Yesterday, we spent 7 hours driving from those three locations in Virginia over to that of Washington, D.C. This morning, we took the time to go to the Archives Building in D.C. and observe some of the history in which we have and picking up the heritage in which has been left to us concerning the education and teachings of our forefathers in which they exhibited. And there's no better place to learn as to where you came from. I might remind you, folks, that it was none other than Woodrow Wilson who said correctly that if you don't know where you're coming from or where you came from, how do you know where you're going to? And it's exactly what we're doing. We're gearing up for more television here. And in the process of doing that, we're doing a more in-depth study of our Christian heritage, which there is no if, ands, or buts or questions to concerning who we are and where it is that we come from or where we came from. You see our father's or his fingerprints all over everything concerning who we are as a country. And again, there's no question as to the fact that we are a Christian country. Now, the fact of the matter is you get historians say, Bradley, what you're saying is absolutely truth because it's not a repudiation of the fact that 86% of the people that are in this country profess to be Christians, although 83% of them are nothing short of a bunch of hypocrites. We all understand that. And you can go to 1 John 2:4 and understand what I'm talking about there. But historians will also say, but don't forget about Tripoli or Tripoli. And that was basically a document saying that we are not establishing a one religion. Make distinction as to what they said concerning Tripoli or Tripoli. Because when they came from England and they broke away from the tyrant across the pond in the 1600s and they came to Jamestown in 1606, and then we had the Mayflower Compact in 1620, keep in mind the purpose of understanding that we broke away from or for religious freedom was the fact that when we did so, it was breaking away from the state-controlled church, which was the Anglican church during that particular time, folks. So really, what our forefathers did is we're not going to be ruled by the state anymore. Those rights that we have, they come from our God. And what they did is they took the time to put these on the Declaration of Independence and making four references to make the point in which I'm stating even now. And breaking away from the king who would not be ruled by tyrants. If you didn't join us earlier this week, I had the opportunity of standing up to that of a historian that was giving misinformation during one of the tours that we were giving at Jamestown. And when I began to make reference to the Declaration of Independence verbatim, he said, that's not in the Declaration of Independence. And I turned and looked at the crowd, and I told him, I want you to know something, friends. This historian right here is giving you misinformation. He does not know what he's talking about, because what I was stating was exactly from the Declaration of Independence. He knew nothing of the Mayflower Compact. He knew nothing of our forefathers breaking away from a king that would not be ruled by God, and the purpose of our forefathers coming into the United States of America, establishing settlements, which began in which we see in Jamestown, and we see that in Williamsburg and on the East Coast as well. Now, Yorktown, by the way, making the point as well, we just went to the museum over there. Outstanding, second to none. I've got so much homework I need to do in putting this together for television. I don't know how much time it's going to take, but it's going to take a lot of time. But that museum was second to none. Yorktown was the place, friends, where George Washington, in fact, was used to break the back of Cornwallis. Cornwallis actually surrendered there along with his armies to we the people under George Washington during that particular time with the help of the French. I'm going to get to all of this little by little today. But before we get to that, I do want to point you over to social media platforms. And folks, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you'll also find us on the top left side on the live social media platform over there as well. Now, if you'd like to call in, you can do that. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot to cover. If you'd like to contend for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, give us a call. If you'd like to add to the conversation, give us a call. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check out our schedule, people ask all the time, where are you going to be next? We're going to be in Michigan next month, and we're also looking at going over to that of South Dakota and Montana and hopefully Denver. We're in conversations and deliberations right now concerning possible dates in Colorado as well. We're waiting to hear back from our friends over at KHNC 1360 AM in Denver there. So that is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley's schedule. And by the way, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to call in at any time during the show today, we got you for 2 hours. We are live out of Washington, D.C. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, go over to John 14:6. And you'll see clearly as to who we follow over in this ministry, because we continuously make reference to his word and the U.S. Constitution. Remember, the U.S. Constitution ends, friends, within the year of the Lord, 1787, just as a reminder. Now, folks, really quick, before this first hard break, we were over at the archive building this morning, and it said the heritage of the past is the seed of the offspring concerning the harvest of the future. And again, when we begin to look at our heritage, all it aligns itself with Scripture, Jeremiah 6:16. We got a lot to cover today, friends, as I said. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a hard break, and we will be right back on the other side on thelibertyradio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. What I want to do is I want to do a quick review, if you don't mind, because we're broadcasting into 157 cities right now. And by the way, thank you for making us the number one and number two show on radio out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Go over to GCN and you'll find out that to be true. I want to give a quick overview concerning where it was we were established as a country, and it's important because what I'm going to do is I'm going to segue into the issues that we deal with today just to show you as to how we were established as a people. When you look at James Madison, who is the fourth president of the United States of America, he said this government must be established by judgment. That's the very heart of God. I've seen these quotes, friends, at the Yorktown Museum, and I'm just sitting here saying to myself, Lord, what is it that the people don't understand that you are using these men to establish the branch of righteousness through David in the United States of America over 250 years ago? Our government must be established by justice and judgment. Again, that's the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. You know, what's interesting is I make reference to Moses and the Ten Commandments above the heads of the Supreme Court justices. And it says justice, the guardian of liberty, right under the Ten Commandments. That's right. And the statutes that the Lord had bestowed upon us is how we're to deal with people when they violate his moral law. That's the purpose of the church. That's why we're called the light of the world, folks, under Christ. Who is the head? Who is the light of the world? Now, what's interesting, and I just want to pick it up really quick, when we went to Jamestown, this is the first place we went this last week, and upon entering into this gated replica of a village that was established by the first settlers to come to this land. They were known as saints, Americans, not as pilgrims. They were known as saints. This is the first thing that I saw or seen when I went into this little fortified city, was a church in the heart of that little fortified city. And it was super small. So when I'm saying city, that's probably a little bit of a bolstering. But to them, it probably was a city because it was probably pretty big for them that they could actually construct and fortify a fort in such a fashion as to what they did. But when I walked in, the first thing I noticed was the church. You couldn't. Right when you walk in the gate, you had to go to the church. It was the first thing you've seen. And as I walked in, as a matter of fact, folks, I got film. And I want to show it to you if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page on both pages. And I want you to see, as I narrate all of this, as to what I seen when I first walked into Jamestown. Because it was absolutely fantastic, and it was something that needed to be conveyed to my viewers and those that listen to this show on a 24/7 basis. Because this explains to you as to why we have never been challenged concerning the information that we've given to you or give to you on a daily basis. Because this is who we are. Our forefathers broke away from England because they wanted what? Religious freedom. And I'm talking about religious freedom under the Christian umbrella to worship God in such a fashion as to met their conscience. Okay? Which is, again, under the Christian umbrella. The Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, the list goes on. It was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. When you hear freedom of religion today, yes, foreigners are afforded asylum into America, but they still submit to the God in whom we serve. Foreigners can't come into America and expect to establish a false God within the gates of America. But Americans think that this is freedom of religion. No, it is not. And they're afforded asylum to come over to America to assimilate as to who we are, not causing the American people to convert and to assimilate to the way that they are when they come into our country. When you hear people talk about freedom of religion and act as if anybody can just come over here and do whatever they want to do, they are completely incorrect. And they're lying to you on a 24/7 basis, just so you know that. I want to show this video to you now. This is going into that of Jamestown. This is the first thing I seen as I walked inside of that church, and I'll narrate for the listeners. The first thing that I noticed was five of the Ten Commandments on the left side of the altar, okay? It was the first tablet of the Ten Commandments, which are found, by the way, in Exodus 20. You'll see this right here. And then what you also see is the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, so on and so forth. Okay? And then you'll notice that's on the left side, and then you'll notice on the right side of that altar that our forefathers established in this church, that is in the heart of this fortified city, is their creed, their Christian creed. And then you'll also notice, this is the creed, and then you'll also notice to the right of that, you will find what? The second tablet of the Ten Commandments. See, this is why I continuously reiterate the point, friends, that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then you're going to get back to God's Ten Commandments. And that's exactly right. So as I bring you in, folks, to see that of Jamestown, I also want you to see what I seen on the way outside of that little church in Jamestown. And what was it? Well, on the back side of the wall in Jamestown, I find, well, lo and behold, friends, exactly what I'm about ready to show you right now. And what is it, Bradley? It is just what I said it was the first time I went there. And on the back wall of the church in Jamestown is Acts 2:38. And what is that? Then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Okay, These are our forefathers. Okay? And with that said, friends, also keep in mind, when you look at the United States Constitution, all the preambles in the United States of America, under the Declaration, which is the seedbed to the Declaration and the enumerated laws, pay attention to the fact that those that serve we the people put their hands on the Bible, swearing to God and to man that they'll uphold the enumerated laws. It all falls into line as to what our forefathers established. So there's no way of getting or distancing ourselves from the fact that, friends, these are who our forefathers were as Christian men establishing what it is that we have today. There's just no way of separating the two. Well, sadly, there's lines between church and state. Can I get someone to call me in? Here, folks, just let me prove the point. There's lines between church and state. Can somebody please call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, and show me in any one of our founding documents as to where there is something called lines between church and state. When you look at the Mayflower Compact, which precedes the Declaration of Independence, it does nothing but smack of the pulpit. That was the preamble for our forefathers who established our Declaration of Independence, who talking about receiving what? The equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God, that's predicated on Scripture, folks. We receive our certain unalienable rights given unto us by our who? By our Creator. Come on, you can say it, Americans. It's okay. Don't worry about the ACLU. That's a subversive organization that continuously tries to tell you there's lines between church and state that does not exist. If you'd like to correct me, my number's 1-866-582-9933. Keep in mind, our forefathers sought the supreme judge of the world, right? And also they sought divine providence in giving us what it is and establishing what it is that we have today and throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. Read the Declaration of Independence. And listen to what they said in ending concerning that Declaration of Independence, if you don't mind me saying so, concerning the price paid for the freedoms in which we have under God today. And for the support of this declaration, our forefathers said, with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our futures, and our sacred honors. Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take you over to Yorktown next, and I want you to see and pay attention to that which was inscripted concerning our forefathers, namely that of George Washington and what the world had to say about him. If there's any question as to who we are and where it is that we came from. By the way, thank you for proving the point by not calling me an incorrect, because you know what you're stating is untrue and it's subversive to American government. If you wanted to know where lines between church and state is, it's found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution, not America. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people died late Saturday when a single-engine plane crashed into a house in Hermantown, Minnesota, minutes after it took off from the Duluth International Airport. Two people inside the home were not injured. The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and will take years to fix all the damage. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path. And so we pre-positioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
A fishing tournament on Lake Erie resulted in the champions getting caught for cheating by stuffing weights and debris into their fish. This all happened at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail in Ohio. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I leave Jamestown, and I go into Yorktown the very next day. And I want you to listen carefully again, friends. What took place at Yorktown was an absolute miracle. Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Our forefathers understood who to make an appeal to. And it wasn't an appeal to their favorite politicians. They were beyond that, friends. They weren't going to go back to the school of the ignorant to make an appeal to their favorite politicians like Americans do. No, our forefathers, when throwing off the strongest military might in the world, made an appeal to heaven, waving the flags along with another flag where it stated, no king but King Jesus. By the way, if you look at the patriarchs coming down from the beginning of the church, friends, that's exactly who they always made their appeal to. They understood Psalm 121, where it states that our help cometh from the hills. They didn't seek the face of man, friends. They did everything that they could do within their power, our forefathers did, even so far as offering an olive branch. They were looking for terms of peace, which the king kept disregarding. He wouldn't even read their appeals, friends, or their peace offerings to the olive branch. When our forefathers knew that they had to seek the face of God in order to have God reveal himself on their behalf to establish what it is that we have today. And folks, we continuously reiterate that here in this ministry. And if you look throughout Scripture, you'll find clearly that the Lord has not changed, but it's man that has changed. Okay? Hebrews 13:8. Now, I want to go over to Yorktown, where George Washington was used. It's interesting, the armies during that particular time that were continuously fighting the mercenaries, the Hessians, the paid mercenaries of the king to try to destroy the colonialists. And it was interesting that the armies would continuously talk about how we shook the bush until the captain came and caught the bird. And I loved the way that they termed that and coined that, because that's exactly what the armies were doing. We're fighting off the British and the mercenaries, and the list goes on, until Washington came in to catch the bird. And that bird just happened to be Cornwallis. And I want you to listen to what was stated about George Washington after Washington received the surrender from Cornwallis, again, with the help of the French. We don't want to forget about those guys. But this all took place in Yorktown. And they erected a statue of George Washington. And I want you to listen to what was inscribed right below that statue. It said, "It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?" Listen to what Patrick Henry said, friends. He said, "What is it, gentlemen? What is it that you wish for? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?" Patrick Henry said, "Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." This was a speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church, March 23rd, 1779. That's what they were saying. This is what lit the fuse for our forefathers to stand up and fight off the British under God. Now listen to what they said about Washington. They said that the United States and Congress assembled will cause to be erected at Yorktown in Virginia, they called it York, a marble column adorned with emblems of the alliance between the United States and his most, listen carefully, I didn't say this, I didn't make this up, but this is of George Washington, the emblems of alliance between the United States and his most Christian majesty, and inscribed with the succinct narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combined Forces of America and France, to His Excellency the Count of D. Rocamambeau, okay, commanding the auxiliary troops of the most Christian majesty in America, and His Excellency the Count de Grasse, commanding-in-chief the naval army of France and Chesapeake. Now, folks, again, these are the earmarks of those that were there, and notice what they were labeling that of George Washington. And I spent some time the other day noticing when I was at the Yorktown Museum as to how they were labeling the men that were used to establish this country. And you can, if you know enough of the word and you have discernment that the Holy Ghost gives, 1 Corinthians 12, you can discern as to who the Lord used to establish what it is that we have today. Did you know that there's many books written about the apostle George Washington? Let me say that again. Did you know that there's many books written about the apostle George Washington? There's no doubt that John Adams was a prophet. Thomas Jefferson called him the Colossus of Independence. That aligns itself with Jeremiah 23:29 and the fruit of a prophet. And what is that? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? That is exactly John Adams. And when you look at the architect, the main architect, mind you, of the Declaration of Independence, who was it? Thomas Jefferson was a total teacher. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher. That is exactly right. And don't forget about the Black Robe Regiment, folks. One thing that you'll notice in Jamestown, one thing that you'll notice in Yorktown and that of Williamsburg, if you look at the graves, you look at what's inscribed on the graves of our forefathers, outside of the fact that there's scriptures all over their graves, you'll notice that many of them were reverends. And it's not at all what you see in America today. No, just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. Folks, these were sons of thunder. Again, let me remind you who they were. They were apostles, they were prophets, and they were teachers. They understood what it meant to be on the offensive because they understood that the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. They sought God's face, and God answered. And he answered by fire, and he gave our forefathers the victory. And he didn't leave himself without witness by labeling them spiritually as to who they were. Look at Ephesians 4:11, folks. And again, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. Now, one of the things I want to do is go from Jamestown. We already covered that. I want to go over to now Yorktown. We already covered that. I want to go over to now to Williamsburg. Because we went down Williamsburg, the main street, two different times. And we sought out information that we may have missed the very first time. And again, folks, we're not cherry-picking this information. No, this information is given unto us by historians. And by the way, 90%, 95, no, let me say it this way. For the two times that we've been in these three places in Virginia concerning where our forefathers first established themselves, we've only ran into one historian that was way out there. He was a total antichrist, and we set the record straight with him, and we did it in front of everybody. Now, you know, the Bible says those that sin rebuke before all that others also may fear. That's exactly what we did. What I want to do now is I want to go down the street into Williamsburg. When speaking to the historians in Williamsburg, it's interesting, we ended up going to where the head and arm restraint stacks were. That was right outside of the court building, okay? And it's right in the middle of that of Williamsburg. You can't miss it. I mean, there's not like head stacks and leg restraints everywhere you look. When we first went down there, we started to talk to the historian and we started to ask questions. And much of it was unsolicited. She just voluntarily started pouring out the history that she had. And what she did is she went on and told us that crime during the founding era was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonies because they understood the price that was paid to establish the freedoms that they now had, John 15:13. I want you to hear that again, because if the American people understood the price paid for their freedoms, I'll be in Arlington on Monday. I'm totally looking forward to going to Arlington. Because I always go in there and I stand amongst the fallen and I ask the Lord for more help. I always go to Arlington because I want my kids to see that someone had to sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. Thus, this gives entrance to what? Christ crucified, which makes sense for God so loved the world through his demonstration, not his lip service. Not his lip service. But his actions, which speak a lot louder than words, 1 John 3:18. Thus it gives entrance to, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now it makes sense. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. You see how I'm teaching you in the natural to bring it to the spiritual by the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 2:14? Well, if the American people understood the price of the freedoms that they have today, they would not tolerate anybody to kick against that sacrifice in violating the laws that they died in upholding against tyrants in lands foreign to the United States of America. You know, it's clear in Scripture that when our obedience is filled, friends, that we're to revenge all disobedience. Let me say it again. When our obedience is fulfilled, and we follow the Christ without error by his grace, Ephesians 2:8, we're to take vengeance on all disobedience. I bet that's foreign to many of you professed Christians because you haven't heard the hireling preach it out since he's been there, right? John 10:12. That's why you're supposed to do your own due diligence, 2 Timothy 2:15.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I want you to understand something, that when I'm making reference to our history, and I've done this since we've been on the radio, and I'm guessing, folks, I haven't calculated this, 17, 18, 19, 20 years now, somewhere in between that. I have yet to have anybody challenge the information that I'm giving to you on the radio. I've even gone so far as to go to the ACLU. Those from the separation between church and state organizations. I've called Black Lives Matter. I've called these homosexual outlets. I've called these reporters that attack me for the information that I'm giving you to give opportunity to them to set me straight. But here's the information that you need, folks, is the fact that they're never going to call here and confront me. Because it's not true. They don't have a leg to stand on. Everything I've been giving you folks is sound footing. I'm putting your feet back on the rock. I'm going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, where the Lord said when you do that, you would know the way of peace. They're not going to call in, friends. They're subversive. They're paid by such men as George Soros and others, international criminals, to create organizations that are subversive to America, to bring judgment upon the heads of this country because the American people refuse to keep the commandments of the Lord. That's just the truth. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, is what it tells us in 1 John and 2 John. Folks, John 14:21 comes to my aid. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me, he'll be loved of my Father, and we'll make our abode with him. But it tells us on the other side of that, 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And see, what I'm trying to do is dissolve the lines of ignorance and giving people an understanding that if you think you're going to heaven because you said the prayer, and yet you're not keeping his commandments, you're greatly deceived. You're not on your way to heaven. You're on your way to hell. And before you take that out of context, which many of you will, go to Romans 3:31. We're to establish the law. We're not to pull it down, and that's exactly what grace does. Matter of fact, if you go to the very word grace and look up the definition of it in Webster's 1828, keep in mind, grace is the power to restrain men from sin, not to use that as an occasion of the flesh, Galatians 5:13. There's a lot of people that think they're going to heaven, and they don't even know the Word of God, and yet that's the first prerequisite, is to know the Word of God, and to study the Word of God, and to know the Word of God for yourselves, 2 Timothy 2:15. And if you think that it's up to your pastor or your church overseer to do that for you, you're sadly mistaken. The Bible says that you're supposed to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He didn't say anything about some church overseer bringing you into heaven. No, there's one mediator. His name is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. There's one mediator. One mediator. His name is Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5. And I'm so sick and tired of people just taking out of context the Word of God and making it into their own image, which is idolatry. Matter of fact, it's a violation of the Second Amendment of the Exodus 20. That is, I'm sorry, not the amendment, the Second Commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image of God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. A God to suit your sins, he doesn't exist, nor are you to bow down and serve them. Okay? That's a violation of the Second Commandment. Now, I need to go forward here. I got you for 2 hours, but I want to get through this before we get to the next point concerning that of Williamsburg and my time in Yorktown and Jamestown. And again, now we're in D.C., so, and I want to get caught up to D.C. Just a moment ago, I had highlighted that they have reenactment historians there, and we came to the courtyard there in Williamsburg. And I asked the question, what is the head and arm restraint stocks for? She said that that before and after the revolution, the local magistrate, what the ministers ordained of God, is still applicable today, Romans 13, would administrate ecclesiastical law. For those that don't know what ecclesiastical law is, it's called canon law. And ecclesiastical law is the body of law derived from canon and civil law. And it's administrated in the ecclesiastical courts, okay? And this law governs the doctrine of a specific church, usually, but that's what makes America different, because 33% of all of our laws in America are predicated upon what? Something called common law. You just can't get away from them, can you, folks? You really can't. It's called the Mosaic Institution. And common law is also known as a body of unwritten laws based on legal precedents established by the courts. That's the modern definition, but common law is based on the Ten Commandments. So, folks, we understand that the judge of all the earth is the one that establishes law, right? Yeah, okay. Anyways, we got that out of the way. I just shared with you, friends, that this historian reenactment actor told us that crime was not tolerated in the least bit by the colony because they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms. So going back to the stocks and the leg restraints, the stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury in court. They would lie under oath. If you lied under oath, friends, what they do is they burn a big key on your hand for perjury. They would burn it so hot that it would leave a scar. And the reason it would leave a scar is because it would tell everybody else that this person was not credible and they've lied under they perjured themselves in court. They've lied under oath. During that time, they would take them and they would put their head inside of the stocks. The criminal would be punished by or thrown in jail for up to 6 months for their transgressions, 1 John 3:4. A fine would have to be paid, and this all took place after their head and hands were placed in the stocks for their crimes and public punishment. They would be punished publicly, just the way Scripture tells us to do so. Why? That others also may fear. What they would do, friends, after they put their head in the stocks just for perjury, for lying. Can you imagine how many politicians would have earmarks? Oh, my goodness. They would take the criminal's ear in the headstock and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. After that hour was up, they would go to the other ear and nail the other ear to the stock for 1 hour. When removing the nails, they would often split the ear completely off of those that would lie in the colonies, marking the offender so other colonies as well as other cities or states would understand that this person was not to be trusted. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmarks. That's where it came from. Again, can you imagine how many people would have ripped earlobes, earmarks, slits in their ears? Can you imagine how many people would have a big T branded on their hand today? Isn't that interesting, folks? How many people would have that big T and split ears on their ears and on their hand, not in that order, just for merely lying? Do you know why they did this? I want you to listen to what this historian actor at Williamsburg said to me, unsolicited. He ended up with saying that it was to teach the person here to repent before God so they would not end up in hell. Matthew 3, Leviticus 19, 17. Did you hear what I said? She ended, this historian actor, her actress ended with saying that it was to teach the person here to repent before God so that they would not end up in hell. That sounds like biblical love to me. Again, can you imagine the earmarks that we would see today in the American church, government, or businesses if these laws were still enforced? Oh, how our forefathers, they loved their freedoms by demonstrating zero tolerance for crime, not the other way around. Oh, how they love their freedoms by demonstrating zero tolerance if someone merely lied. How far has and how far have the American people fallen from our history, from our understanding as to where we came from, so that we might understand where we're going? I'm going to tell you this, from what I've seen in Yorktown, Jamestown, what I've seen at Williamsburg, is what the American people today did was they took heed to God's moral law by listening to the prophets and reestablishing something, friends, called the American Constitution. And it's taken us 5,000 years to get to this point. And if you want to go ahead and reject the words of the prophets today, you can do that, but it will be to your own demise through judgment. But rest assured, the Lord will get the last word in. Love you by what we do.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.